Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hey, we're Once a Tree, and you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM.
We wanted to begin the show by acknowledging that we are on the treaty lands and traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Métis, and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. We're sending love to all our relations across Turtle Island.
All right, so the first song on our list is Broad Ripples Burning by Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. When Hayden and I met, we were both going through a lot, and this song sort of, I would say, like, saved us. Yeah, we were just, when we first met, we were just drinking a lot of wine and gin and and playing this song on repeat. We were mentally deprogramming ourselves from the cult that we were raised in when we first met.
Long story.
And so the world was, like, a pretty strange place for us at that time. And I would say that this song was, like, our soundtrack. So we're going to play that first, and then we're going to play a little Keaton Henson.
Children, broad ripple is burning, and the girls are getting sick off huffing glue up in the bathroom while your boyfriends pick up chicks. And darling, I'm lost. I heard you whispering that night in Fountain Square. The trash-filled streets made me wish we were headed home. There was love inside the basement where that woman used to lie in a sleeping bag we shared upon the floor most every night. And darling, I'm drunk, and everything that I have loved has turned to stone. So pack your bag and come back home. And I'm wasted, you can taste it. Don't look at me that way, 'cause I'll be hanging from a rope. I will haunt you like a ghost. My woman was a fire, she'd burn out before I wake and be replaced by pints of whiskey, cigarettes, and outer space. Then somebody moves, and everything you thought you had will go to shit. We've got a lot, don't ever forget that. And I wrote this on an airplane where the people looked like eggs. And when a woman that you loved was gone, she was bombing East Japan. And don't fucking move, 'cause everything you thought you had will go to shit. We've got a lot, don't you dare forget that. And I'm wasted, you can taste it. Don't look at me that way, 'cause I'll be hanging from a rope. I will haunt you like a ghost.
So you just heard Keaton Henson, Sweetheart, What Have You Done to Us? Keaton is probably my favorite artist right now. I was on a plane going to Los Angeles, and I looked over to Hayden, and I was like, man, I would never want to meet my idols, like especially Keaton Henson. I just would never want to meet him because it would ruin it for me. Like, I just had this image of who he was, and like, again, these are the songs that have saved me.
Yeah.
So we get off the plane and Hayden sees somebody that looks like Keaton. And
I
he's like,
guy, like, Keaton. I just yell out and he looks at me. And I was like, oh my God, it's Keaton.
So I just start panicking. So I'm like, it's literally my idol. And like 10 minutes ago, I said I would never want to meet him. So it was just the weirdest timing. I went over and I just introduced myself, made a complete fool. But he was the coolest guy ever. He totally didn't ruin the image.
You're like, I'm your biggest idol.
Yeah.
You're my biggest idol.
Yeah. I totally made a fool of myself, but he was lovely.
He was incredible.
And he makes great music. So.
So next up, we have The Tragically Hip, Ahead by a Century. I actually had a chance encounter with Gord, and that day, like, completely changed my life forever. We were homeless when we first got to Toronto, and all I had was a laptop, a camera, and a guitar. And I was just trying to network with creatives in the city, like, doing free gigs and stuff. And eventually I got this job doing photos for a short film, and Gord was starring in it. And I thought, like, man, this is my chance to, like, show someone big my music. So I whipped out my laptop and I played him a couple of songs, and he was, like, so down to earth, such a beautiful person. And that's when the film's creator, Gavin Shepherd, overheard my song. And he came up and told me about this program he helped start in Toronto called the Remix Project. And it's a charity that helps at-risk youth to pursue careers in the arts. So I ended up getting accepted into the program, and that's how we got our first indie record deal.
Yeah, we honestly, I don't know where we'd be.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, if I hadn't shown Gord my music that day, like, I don't know if we'd still be making music right now as like a career, you know?
Yeah, so big thanks.
Yeah, so we'll play Ahead by a Century now.
Been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. He's fighting for France. He's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians. And he's fighting for Japan. And he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy. He's fighting for the Reds. He says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit citr.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Hey, you're back with Once a Tree, and you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Buffy St. Marie, Universal Soldier.
I look up to Buffy so much as an Indigenous artist. I love her artistry. I love what she talks about. My dream is basically to work with her one day, if I could work with anyone. So I'm just going to put that out into the universe right now. What else do I need to say? It's Buffy. The next song that we have is Josh Ritter, Temptation of Adam. Josh Ritter was the first musician that I ever saw live. I never got to go to concerts growing up, but as soon as I got my license, I remember I drove to Idaho just to catch him on the stage. And I just remember that his persona totally lit up the audience, like the way that he smiled. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this is what I want to do. You know, I want to be a musician. I want to tour the world. I want to wear a white suit. So just seeing him on stage put a desire inside of me. But I was still in a cult at the time, so I thought it was Satan tempting me. but it just ignited something in me. So I wanted to be a musician after seeing his show, and I'll be forever grateful for him inspiring me in that way. So, yeah, this is Josh Ritter, Temptation of Adam.
If this was a cold war, we could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hedge that was the missile silo door. And I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs, and I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What 5 letters spell apocalypse? She asked me. I won her over singing WWII. We smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy. Fall in love with you, it felt almost like a home of sorts or something. And you would keep the warhead missile silo good as new.
and I washed you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cut, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought, and all night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take, making love and then ransack the rations? When I think about you leaving now, and the avalanche cascades, and my eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. Or we could hold each other close and stay up every night, looking up into the dark like it's the night sky, and pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead. Carve our name in hearts into the warhead. Oh Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love would live a half-life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because, as our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one, WWIII. Would we ever really care? Forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted.
If I was a simple man, would we still walk hand in hand? And if I suddenly still race for me, or will it march to a new beat? If I was a simple man, stand by my side, and would our flame still burn so bright? Oh, sometimes I wonder why I'm so full of these endless rhymes about the way I feel inside. I wish I could just get it right.
You'd be my sun, you'd be my light. If I was a simple man, if I was a simple man, sometimes I wonder why I'm so full of these endless rhymes about the way I feel inside. I wish
So that was Dallas Green, Sometimes. Man, Dallas Green is, like, honestly one of the most heartfelt lyricists.
He's a storyteller, for
sure. He's a storyteller, but also, like, his vocal range with everything, like, Alexis on Fire.
Yeah.
City in Color, like...
He's crazy.
He's truly an incredibly gifted artist. And I've covered that song before, and it's, like, one of my favorite songs to cover. It's another sad song.
Yeah.
I like the sad songs. But yeah, I really appreciate everything that his body of work is truly incredible. Next up, we have Vancouver Sleep Clinic, Summer 09. So Summer 09 might be like one of the songs that kicks me in the heart the most out of any song. My little brother took his life 3 years ago. And I can't help but tear up when I hear this song. We had a roller coaster of a year in 2009, me and him and my family. And so it resonates with me even more. Yeah. And yeah, like, Tim is a truly gifted songwriter and his voice is so emotive. Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs, I have to say, is this song. So this is Summer 09 by Vancouver Sleep Clinic on CITR.
Why don't I see? Why don't I believe? Finally you're free. Save a place for me. I couldn't sleep. Lost in the dreams we never could complete. I wanna be where I'd rather live in the past than face tomorrow.
Thank you. What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit citr.ca/friends.
Hey, you're listening to Phone Bell, and we're One Century.
You just heard Charlotte Day Wilson work. Charlotte's a really gifted artist from Toronto. Honestly, like, with that song, it really represented a moment in time here in Toronto and like across the nation and internationally, with like women's empowerment. Honestly, in my opinion, if you're not a feminist, you have work to do.
She's awesome. I still have yet to meet her. I feel like Charlotte Day is like someone everyone in the city knows about, talks about, but we have yet to meet her. I'd love
a few encounters at parties and stuff, but
I've never like had the courage to go and just like shake her hand. But we look up to her as an artist, so
yeah, she's great.
Yeah, next we're gonna be playing Hawaii Mighty 13. I am a huge fan of her. She's a Toronto born rapper, and her artistry astounds me. Like, I just really appreciate the depth in her music. She's actually someone that I was just recently put onto, but I just became a really quick fan. She says what needs to be said, especially for the times that we are in right now. So she just gets all my respect. Here is Hawaii Mighty 13.
If we were to go by stats, prison is a gold mine camp with no buybacks. Nigga, it's a wizard in the system holding all my blacks. It started in 1640, shackles around my ankles. Melanin meant that I can't go to schools or read, cause who's gonna serve my master? Also, the pastor described all my people as the sheep who exist to keep the land. We feed the economy, creep all the crops, but then feed on it modestly, consciously knowing you're lesser than. And lighter skin means that you're better now. So you in the house taking whips and probably dick, cause well, you a fetish now. Meanwhile, I'm grateful for all that I'm given. I'm picking this cotton in rhythm. I pray for a lot of the living. Escaping is probably a sin, and if God ever finds out that I want my freedom, well damn, then God's gonna call in the rap. Two horses with opposite maps. Those nooses, they up in the trees and I'm hanging, but I'll never fall like my pants. Then came the 13th Amendment, written in 1865. It says slavery is over, except it's pay for doing crime. And then the things that they made illegal are things you associate with people who now education isn't equal, and they getting paid enough to eat, so we stealing and jugging and shit. We need to be fully equipped. The system, the new slave master, brought in to stop us and bullying shit. Cause before we were stealing and jugging, the laws we was breaking was loitering. We go to the bend and we can't pay to find out the jail is who your employer is. This voyage is super intentional. You used to be students in medical. The Moors and indigenous blacks were the smartest and honestly truest professionals, literally teaching you about chemicals. My history isn't viewed on a pedestal. Try to tell me only few of my ancestors had anything to offer. If we wasn't strong, you would never bother. If we wasn't awesome, you'd never put all of your resources in just to get to conquer. If we ain't a problem, then why would you want all the youngins who black not to have a father? Cause slavery showed black youth for mad years that whiteness is right. Your ma getting fucked, your dad getting whipped, but white is the light. And sometimes master blesses you for being a good slave and kills you off if you a bad one. So black mothers tell their daughters fuck the master, and they tell their sons they can't run. Mama raised the girls independent, and she raised her boys out of fear. These days black women representing the struggle that these black boys trying to clear. Man, we have so much work to do.
You just heard Demons by Joji. Joji is
who we want to be when we grow up.
Joji the genius. How, I don't know how you can go from pink guy to the most insanely crazy abstract artist like that.
But he did.
But he did.
He's amazing.
And he's managed to still bring some of that comedic, like, lightheartedness with such heavy lyrical and visual content.
Yeah, especially in his visuals, yeah. I'd say. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm obsessed with Joji.
The dark humor.
Yeah, and then we have one last song we're going to play, and that is a song by us, and it's called Rush. So this was Once a Tree. We have loved being here with everyone today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to Phoneville on CITR 101.9 FM.
Take your time with me. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.